This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed, and with me the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten. And I know if she's here, at least there's going to be one mystery we're going to be talking about. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jo. Of course, we have to have some mysteries in one of my weeks. And I can start off with one. How's that?
Perfect.
All right. So today I'd love to talk about Anne Cleves' new mystery, The Heron's Cry, which is read by Jack Holden, who's a new narrator to me.
Now, who is Anne Cleves?
So Anne Cleves, listeners may know her from Vera, the Vera series.
I love Vera.
Absolutely. Or Shetland, with a Shetland series.
I don't know that one.
Ah, so both of those are mystery series, and both of them have been made into TV serials, streaming. But this is a new series for Anne Cleves called the Two Rivers series, and this is just the second book in her new series that features Inspector Matthew Venn, who's a police inspector in rural Southwest England.
Oh, now, I don't know this series at all. Had you known it, or is this your first encounter?
No, I have read the first book in the series, but never listened to one. So this was new for me. And what is really wonderful about it is that Southwest England includes Devon, which is where this is set. And that opens up a whole array of West Country accents.
Oh, nice.
Which are some of my favorite British regional accents. And Jack Holden does a great job.
Now, I also don't know. I feel like I'm a complete moron this time. Oh. I don't know Jack Holden either, really.
Well, interesting. Jack Holden is a young British actor who has a lot of classical stage training. Mm-hmm. So probably that's why he's so good with the accents. This is new. Jack Holden was not the narrator in the first book in the series. This is new to me. The Heron's Cry, I loved it. It involves, you know, this Matthew Venn and his young female colleague who have to sort out a violent murder of someone that everybody really liked in, you know, it's a rural Southwest setting. And what's interesting about all of Anne Cleves's books and audiobooks is that they are very character driven and also locale.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I love about Vera. It's mm-hmm. so set in that place.
Yes, and of course, Shetland is the same thing in the Shetland Islands. So, you know, that is a character, the whole setting is a character in itself. And to some extent, the same is here in this Two Rivers series.
Well, why don't we jump in and listen to a little?
All right. I think this just shows how good Jack Holden is with his accent work. And Matthew Venn is interviewing a cafe owner.
Okay, this is an excerpt from The Heron's Cry by Anne Cleves, read by Jack Holden.
And Martha? What did she make of him? Ah, my lovely Martha. George sighed. There was something theatrical about every response. She's not what anyone would call maternal, and when Mac was growing up, she was hardly ever here. She was in that soap opera about the doctor's practice. It was shot in Bristol and she spent most of her time there. Sometimes I felt that her life was all about filming schedules and rap parties. She's retired from acting now, though. The last time Matthew had been at the Sandpiper for an evening of music, Martha McKenzie had been front of house, still glamorous, propping up the bar, inviting attention. More attention, it seemed, than the singer on the low stage. Well, let's say that acting has retired her. If an offer came through, I know she'd jump at the chance. A pause and a wry smile. I know where I come on her list of priorities, but she's too proud to go begging for work.
Okay, I'm intrigued. I like his pacing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I also think those accents are pretty fabulous.
I'm glad you didn't ask me to try to tell you what that accent was like. It's much easier to hear
a
professional do that accent of the West Country. Yes.
So that, and how, was it a satisfying book?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's got a lot of good twists. Even though there are lots of clues thrown out and various suspects, I think as a listener, you're guessing right to the end, which is wonderful.
Did you hear that sigh of pure joy?
I know. Here's a new series.
And a new narrator for me. Yeah, which is great. Okay, we were talking about The Heron's Cry by Ann Cleaves, read by Jack Holden. Well, good Monday to you, Robin.
All right. That's a good start. Thanks, Joe.
It is. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Great.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. PC Wren's Beau Jest, read by Rupert Degas. Well, here's what a reviewer said. If you like adventure novels, please do yourself a favor and pick up this audiobook. You will not be disappointed. I believe I may listen to Beau Jest again. That's from NaxosAudiobooks.com. And speaking of Naxos Audiobooks, be sure to follow Audiobook Break because we are listening to another great classic from Naxos Audiobooks. The Iliad, composed by Homer, performed by Anton Lesser. Just follow Audiobook Break and new chapters will appear in your feed every Tuesday and Thursday. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.